Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're going to be glad that you did, because Nora Claver is here. Nora is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need. Nora is a certified ontological coach. Do you know how many of those people do you know? And she's also a master certified coach, and she has her own company. She's a very successful executive coach, many years of experience in doing this sort of thing, and she's here to coach us a little bit. Nora, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks. I'm so happy to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Nora, I was telling the audience before you got here that I was a business consultant back when I was probably as much of a coach as I was anything. I didn't know it. Because back in those days, I don't think there were many coaches, but I really don't think there was any kind of all that much of an awareness of executive coaches. But I'm sure I did a lot of that. But I noticed that the small businesses that I worked with had this thing about asking for help. They really were shy about it, and almost to the point of causing themselves to fail. And I realized that some of the reasons were, number one, this, and I think this is the big one, a lot of people don't want other people to know that they don't know something. And that's really a professional death wish, isn't it?
That is the number one fear. That is, I call it the fear of shame. People are embarrassed and ashamed that maybe they don't have it completely together, maybe they have a question. You know, in our society, we're so stuck on this whole idea of independence that to indicate to somebody else that you're not fully independent, it's an awful feeling. And so people just, rather than broach that feeling and rather than experiencing that for maybe 5 minutes at the most, they would rather just trundle on alone, struggle on alone, and do what they can alone. And that takes a whole lot more time and energy than it does to ask for the help that they might need.
Well, and in 2009, with the economy like it is, Nora, I think this creates more of a caveman attitude. It creates more of an attitude of hunkering down, staying inside my bunker, and not going out, and just sort of becoming a hermit almost. That sort of amplifies this this fear of shame thing, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I think everybody's more terrified now than ever because of everything that's in the news and, you know, how they see their friends losing jobs. And so fear is really running rampant right now. And so just even this idea of asking for help just adds a little bit more to the scenario.
Well, the thing is that we've all got to realize that we don't know everything. Other people know things we don't know, and we know things that they don't know. So why don't we just share what we know? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, one of the things that I talk about is this idea of asking early and asking often. And you know that comes from Chicago politics back in the day. Pretty recent.
Vote early, vote often, right?
Yeah. Anyway, when we would vote early and vote often, but now is the time to ask early, and that means before you need help, go talk to other people and create a support group. Go talk to a couple of other entrepreneurs or small business owners and say, hey, listen, I know, maybe their business isn't the same as yours, and that would be even better. Go and say, I know that, this is a tough time for everybody. Let's see what we can do to support one another. I know you know stuff I don't know, and I know stuff you don't know, just like you said.
You know what's really sad, Nora, is every week in communities across America and maybe around the world, chambers of commerce are bringing in people who know things, who want to help people. Some and most of the times it's free. They're having event scenarios. They're having meetings and mixers, et cetera, where somebody's providing information that small business owners can use. And even if they're members of the Chamber of Commerce, they won't go to these events.
Really? What do you think that's all about?
I think it's part. It's what we're talking about. I think it's. I don't know what it is. It's the caveman effect. But I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Where and you know, folks, we don't know everything. We need to learn other things. We need to realize that we need help. We need to partake of knowledge that other people can give us, can help us with that. I don't know how many times, Nora, I've been speaking to a chamber group, for example, and some employee would walk up to me and say, "I sure wish my boss were here. He needed to hear what you had to say," but he didn't show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Recently a woman walked up to me. She said, "My dad is my boss, and he would never come to one of these, but he sure needed to hear what you said." So,
yeah,
folks,
you know,
stop doing that.
Well, that's the thing. Is people need to, first of all, they need to take the little leap of faith that requires them to go to something like a Chamber of Commerce meeting or to meet up with other people in a networking event or a leads group. They need to take that leap of faith, and then they need to ask themselves one question afterwards, and that is, do I feel better now than I did before I came? And almost all the time, people are going to say yes. They made new connections. They learned something new that they didn't have before, and they'll realize that it wasn't a waste of time.
Well, that's exactly right, and one of the things that I like to remind people about is, what is more hurtful to your pride, asking for help or closing your doors forever?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And, you know, my thought, exactly, you know, it's people think they're doing the hard task by struggling on alone. But in reality, for a lot of people, the harder task is reaching out and asking for that help.
Right.
And I have three tips.
I want you to hold on to those tips, because, folks, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, because we've got to sell three things while we're gone. When we come back, we're going to get Nora to give us some tips on how to get the information that you need, maybe even when you're not even prepared to admit that you need it. But we all do. 20 after. Nora Claver is our guest. That's Claver with a K. The book is Mayday. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
That I love.
Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen,
stranger.
Bringing us back with an oldie but a goodie.
It seems so good to
23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. The blog's there. My knowledge base, where you can get small business answers right now, is there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our Brain Trust members. You can listen to interviews that I've done in the past, all the way back, thousands of those, articles that my Brain Trust have written and I have written. All those are there, so check them out using your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I mentioned my blog. I hope you'll check that out. I think you'll like it. Nora Claver is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. That's Claver with a K. Her book is called Mayday. That's Mayday with an M. And Nora, give us your website and tell us where we can find the book.
Sure. You can get the book on Amazon.com. There's no problem there. And if you want to learn more about the book before you buy it, you can go to MaydayTheBook.com.
All right. So check that out. Nora, you were going to give us some tips. Folks, we're talking about asking for help. We're talking about admitting that you don't know everything. I mean, how hard is that? I mean, I know it's hard to admit that if you run a business, it's hard to say, you know, how do I figure gross profit? How do I budget my sales, my sales activity? How do I close? How do I hire an employee? How do I fire an employee? I know it's hard to admit that you don't know how to do those things, but you're not supposed to know everything. There are people out there who can help you, who, you know, for one thing, Nora, you may know, you're going to know something they don't know. You might could share some information.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, this all starts with giving yourself a bit of a break.
Yeah.
Because people have such high expectations for themselves, and it doesn't need to be that way. If you
cut yourself some slack.
Cut yourself some slack. A little bit of self-compassion goes a long way.
Yeah.
You're feeling like, okay, yeah, I guess I could use a little bit of help. That's when you're able to breathe again, and that's when you can relax, and then that's when you can take that little leap of faith, and that's really the next step. So it's, you know, just at the very beginning, you got to decide. I know, I'm just human. I'm not perfect. You know, the business
right.
is great, but I need some help right now. I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm going to cut myself some slack, and then I'm going to take another deep breath, and I'm going to take a little leap of faith, and that might mean going to a chamber of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
It might mean going to another small business owner. It might mean going to a lead group. It might mean sitting down with your spouse and saying, hey, I need some out-of-box thinking here. Will you brainstorm with me? And then the last bit, the last tip that I really recommend people pay attention to is this whole idea of gratitude. You got to be thankful for what you got. Because when you realize all the other great things in your life, it makes it so much easier. It puts everything else in perspective.
Well,
I'm sorry, when you realize you got like maybe a healthy family, or you got good friends, or you got good employees, whatever it is, when you realize you have those good things, that's when you can really relax, and it puts this whole problem, whatever it is you're facing, in perspective.
One of my favorite stories, and I know my audience is already rolling their eyes, Nora, because they know I'm going to tell the story they've heard before. When I was a consultant, one of my customers, one of my clients came in one day, unannounced, unscheduled, sat down, just walked in and sat down in front of me. He said, can I sit here for a little while? And I said, sure. What's wrong? He said, I'm going to lose my business. I'm about to lose my business. And so I went around and sat down. And he started talking about it. And I interrupted him. I said, how are your kids? He said, he just kept talking. I said, how are your children? He said, they're fine. Why are you interrupting me? Why are you asking me a question like that when I'm about to lose my business? I said, well, let me ask you a question. Your kids are great, right? Yeah. And I said, does anything else really matter?
Yeah.
And he said, I hadn't thought about it like that. He said, I guess you're right. I said, now that we've got our priorities straight, let's work on your problem. But, you know, you're right about that. I mean, we have to do that around this operation here, my operation. We get so focused on all the problems we got, all the things we got to fight, all the challenges we have. Sometimes we lose sight of the good things that we've done, the good work that we've done, the opportunity that's out there, the people who, you know, are still taking our calls. You know, that kind of thing. We forget those things, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the most important thing. You've got to pay attention to the blessings and the good stuff you already have.
Well, you know, another thing, I like your talk about what you said about self-gratitude.
Yeah.
And self-care. You also talk about self-care.
Right.
And you say self-care is this new self-help. I like that.
Yeah, self-help. You know, people are really into these self-help books, and that's great. And to a certain extent, yeah, Mayday is definitely a self-help book. But then again, it's the anti-self-help book because it's not about doing it yourself. It's about getting out there and having someone else join you in solving whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not doing it alone. And self-care, that's really important. That's not the same as being selfish.
Right, exactly.
Care for yourself first.
Hey, Nora, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website again, please.
The MaydayTheBook.com, or you can go to mnoraclaver.com and learn about
these things. Thank you, Nora, for being here. Good job today. Happy New Year.
You too. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Nora Claver, ladies and gentlemen. That's Nora. That's Claver with a K. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.